Ladies and gentlemen, thank you. Welcome back to another episode of the 100% Real Podcast. And I want to let you guys know, I apologize in advance for the lagging and audio issues in this podcast, if there's any. I apologize in advance. But ladies and gentlemen, let's get into it. This is the man, the myth, the legend, James Ellsworth in this bed. Let's get to it.
Podcast on YouTube, the YouTube Cruiserweight Champion, Jay Nitro.
How are you today?
I'm good, brother. How are you?
I'm doing good. Let me go ahead and get some things set up here.
See me okay?
Yes, I can.
Cute.
All right. What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the 100% Real Podcast with the man, the myth, the legend right here. The guy who has defeated AJ Styles not once, not twice, but three times. Mr. James Ellsworth, how are you doing?
I'm great, brother. How are you?
I am doing amazing. It's so good to see you, man. How are you doing in this time of quarantine and the COVID going on?
Oh, man, well, I don't let things bother me. I'm just coasting along. I'm spending time with my kids, my fiance. I'm getting as much independent wrestling bookings as possible. I'm selling stuff online to stay occupied and get money keep coming in. I'm staying pretty busy, to say the least. I enjoy life, so I'm trying to enjoy it as best as possible during these troubled times.
That's awesome. That is awesome. So I want to get straight into it. Your WWE run was fantastic. I loved every minute of it. What was it like being signed to the WWE, like backstage? What was the atmosphere like backstage?
Well, you know, I got there doing the Strowman match as an enhancement talent, and I just thought it was going to be a one-off. You never see me again like you do most enhancement talents. You don't see them again after they make one appearance. And I mean, it just after that, Vince McMahon himself saw something in me and wanted to hire me right away. It was just amazing, man. Dream come true. All that cliche stuff, it's all real. Like you really do feel like your dreams are coming true. And you know, and things happened so fast after that match. It was just amazing. And I had a great run, like you said, and a great time. And it was just, like I said, childhood dream come true.
That is awesome. So I've been following you since, like I said, you were in the WWE. What was it like being, you know, around like AJ Styles and Jon Moxley now? So what was it? Like, what was, like, the environment around those two guys?
Well, you know, those guys were top guys at the time. AJ was the champion, and Dean Ambrose, who is now Jon Moxley, was the number one contender. But, like, I was in wrestling 14 years before I got to that spot. So,
wow.
Yeah, I'm used to being around guys. Like, I was around AJ a little bit on the indies. He didn't know me, but, you know, I'd seen him at some shows, and Moxley as well. But, you know, to be in there with two of the top guys in the company, the world heavyweight champion, it was like, man, I better do a good job because this is the cream of the crop right here. These are the guys. So, but they were both great to work with, and we had a lot of fun doing the angle.
That is awesome. So, and then I remember you were with Carmella for a brief minute. What was her personality like? Like, if you could sum it up.
Well, she's very smart, just an intelligent woman, very easy to get along with, very easy to be around, likes to joke around and have fun. But Yeah, I was with her a total of, I think, 13 or 14 months, if you count everything.
Wow.
From the time I was first with her and to the time they brought me back. And so that's a lot of time to spend together on television and doing the angles that we did. And she was just so easy to get along with, so much fun to work with. And like I said, she's very smart, knows what she's doing, always changes her outfits from pay-per-view to pay-per-view, always pitches ideas. Like, she pitched the idea to have me with her. The whole thing was her idea. And, yeah, man, I always root for her, and I always hope she's doing well. Right now, she's not doing much on television, but I'm hoping she'll be doing, you know, some cool stuff here soon.
And I saw you with the legendary Gilbert at one point on your on the independent scene. What was it like teaming up with such a legend?
Well, I've known Gilbert my whole life. Him and I, we live 15 minutes from each other, so it's real easy for us to get bookings together. And I've just known him my whole life because we've always lived so close, and he knew my family. So he's just a friend of mine. We get along great. He's an absolute great guy to be around. Give the shirt off his back to any friend, any family member, and anybody. And, yeah, we have a lot of fun on the indies. People always wanted to see that match between him and I. So we did it a lot on the indies. And he just recently had his last match against me in February before the pandemic started. So it's always fun to be around him, and he's a good friend.
That is awesome. So growing up, did you play like any sports or anything whenever you were, I guess, yeah, growing up?
Yeah, I played baseball from I was 5 until I was 15. I'm watching the Orioles and Phillies game right now as we speak, and you know, I wrestled a little bit. You know, but I was never a fan of catch-as-can wrestling, like, you know, Greco-Roman wrestling or whatever you call it, you know, mat wrestling or, you know, what have you. I did it a little bit. I was never a big fan of it because I just like pro wrestling. I like entertainment, you know. And but, yeah, I was a baseball player for 10 years when I was a kid, and I really enjoy baseball. And like I said, I'm watching it right now.
Who's your favorite sports team when it comes to, like, baseball, who's your favorite?
I'm a Baltimore boy, so I'm an Orioles fan and a Ravens fan, and like anything that's close to home. Like, we don't have a basketball or hockey team, so I'll root for the Washington basketball and hockey teams because they're the closest ones to home. But yeah, I'm Baltimore born and bred, so I root for the Orioles and the Ravens.
That's awesome. I know when I went on spring break one year to go visit my aunt in Maryland, we went to Six Flags. That was like near her house. Have you been out there yet?
Well, Six Flags, yeah. I live about 20 minutes from there, and I usually go twice a year. I haven't got out there this year because I don't know what's going on out there. I don't know if it's open, what rides are open, or what have you. I'm probably going to get out there soon because I do enjoy it, and I've been there 100 times probably, and I actually ran a wrestling show there one time in the Gotham Arena back in 2015 for my promotion, Adrenaline Championship Wrestling. And we did a show there at that Six Flags at the Gotham Arena.
Nice. That is awesome. I know Leo Rush used to live in, well, he's from Maryland, so.
Oh, yeah, D.C. area, yeah.
Yeah. So
kind of like Leo Rush, you know, just.
What's your favorite roller coaster there at Six Flags?
I really like the Mind Eraser, old school. Like, it's been there forever, and just your feet are dangling down, and you're going all upside down and everything. I'm a big fan of the Superman because it has a big drop.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, the Mind Eraser, that's always going to have a place in my heart. Now that you're talking about it, man, I really need to get out there soon and get on that. I mean, the Batwing there is really good, too. The Batwing where you're hanging.
Oh, yeah.
That's, you know, I'm a big roller coaster guy. The Joker there is real good.
Oh, I love that ride. I love it.
You go so fast, like so quickly when the ride first starts, you take off. And it's just a lot of fun.
So we're going to go away from wrestling right now. We're just going to, you know, go into – I guess a little bit of some fun questions.
Cool.
So like I said, I know you. Well, I know you enjoy roller coasters. Now that we talk about it, here in South Carolina, we have Carowinds. So it's like in the mix of North Carolina and South Carolina. So it's kind of like Charlotte a little bit, and then a little bit of Fort Mill. Mm-hmm. And since we mentioned the Superman, there's a ride at Carowinds just like it, except maybe it's a little bit smaller. It's called the Intimidator. Mm-hmm. Really awesome. Okay. Ride. You should check it out.
Yeah, man, I definitely, next time in South Carolina, if it's open, I definitely will. I love wrestling in Carolina. It's great fans down there, very respectful, mm-hmm. very passionate, very loud and fun to perform in front of. I love fans like that, and hopefully I'll be in South Carolina soon. I think I was there, might have been January or February. I wrestled Scott Steiner. I
was in South Carolina. Yeah, big like, pop of pump.
Yeah, it's big-time wrestling. Forget what town it was, but it was in South Carolina, and it was fun being in the ring with him, such a legend. And, I love the indies, man. You get to do stuff like that sometimes, right?
Wrestling. Oh, yeah.
And, like, I've wrestled Hornswoggle a couple times on the indies. and people love it when him and I wrestle. It's just two goofy characters, you know, wrestling each other. And, man, I think it's, you know, there's a lot of that missing on TV right now. Like, those fun-loving characters. I mean, Otis is one of them, but Otis is a bigger guy. Like, he can almost take him seriously because he's so big, you know. And he looks like he can beat somebody up. But, yeah, I'm a fan of characters like that. And I have a lot of fun working with, like, the Hornswoggle and, you know, people like or Eugene or people like that on the indies.
And before we got on, I was doing my research. And I didn't know you were a Rosebud for Adam Rose.
Oh, yeah.
I did not know that.
That was in 2014, I did that. And I did it a couple of times for a couple of shows. And, you know, you just when they come to your area, they use local guys, indie guys, to come to the shows as extras. Mm-hmm. And, you know, basically do what they ask you to do. You could be a security guard. You could be a Rosebud. You can get beat up real quick like I did by Braun Strowman. You could be a fake doctor. You could, you know, just whatever they need at the time, for the show. So, you know, at that time, they were booking, I don't know, a dozen people to be Rosebuds, and I happened to be one. And so did Zelina Vega. Zelina Vega and I.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, Rosebuds together. So that's a funny story. How her and I both made it on the roster after we did the Rosebud gimmick.
That's crazy. I didn't know. I was looking at a picture and I saw Braun on there too. I was like, whoa, wait a minute.
Oh yeah, everybody's been Braun, Carmella, Becky Lynch. It's like Simon Gotch was.
I saw that.
You know, all people that, like I said, made it. You know, making it in wrestling to me is making it on the WWE main roster.
Yeah.
And because there's only a select few that get to do it. And, that's so for those people that were Rosebuds and you get a little taste of being out there in front of the crowd, you're like, man, mm-hmm. wouldn't it be awesome if I got to do this every day, but for a living and be a superstar? And, you know, I got to do that. And that's why I always say I'm very grateful for, the years I got to spend in WWE, and hopefully in the future I'll be back doing stuff with them again. You just never know. And I feel like my character could come back and do stuff. But
For sure. I was watching one WrestleMania and you came out of nowhere and scared the living crap out of Asuka. That was funny.
Yeah. Money Bank 2018. Yeah.
That was hilarious.
Yeah, man, so, it's a lot of fun doing stuff like that.
So we were, you talked briefly about like comedic wrestling. So what's your take on Orange Cassidy?
I just got done watching him beat Chris Jericho. So that's the biggest one of his career, right? He, you need characters like that. I think you got to be very careful with characters like that. I met him, it might have been earlier this year at a convention. Philly, him and I's tables were next to each other, and there's a picture on my Instagram of him and I. It's a fun-loving character. It's pretty neat, and, you know, it's just, after a while, like, characters, you have to change them up. Like, I was, like, when I'm with the WWE, I, a little fun-loving guy, wore my T-shirt with my face on it. Next thing you know, I'm a Carmella acting like I'm like, the coolest guy in the room, you know. And, you know, so we'll see where they go with them. It's too early to tell. He's a nice guy. The character has been very popular amongst, you know, the very loud and vocal wrestling fans. So, you know, I mean, he has himself a job, so he's doing well for himself, and we'll see what happens in the future with him.
That is awesome. So, who's your favorite football team?
Well, the Ravens, because like I said, I'm from Baltimore, so
I don't even know. I don't even know why I asked that.
It's okay. I'm a diehard Ravens fan. Lamar Jackson is amazing, and I think he's going to bring a bunch of trophies here to us. So I'm excited about him.
So, what do you think about Cam Newton going to the Patriots?
Man, like, every time you think the Patriots are out of it, like, you're like, oh, Tom Brady's gone, and, you know, like, that was their money guy. He was, you know, Tom Brady, nobody can argue it, really. People will try, but he's the greatest quarterback of all time. He has 6 rings. Nobody else does. And, but I was like, man, they're done now. They don't have Tom Brady board. Then they signed Cam Newton. I'm like, wow, like, they're right back, like – and they're like, they're not going to go away. Like, Cam Newton, he's an awesome quarterback. I think he needed to get away from the Panthers. And
You
know, and, you know, sometimes you get stuck in a place and, you know, it starts to get to you and you don't do as good. I think Cam Newton's a hell of an athlete and a hell of a quarterback. And I think he's going to do very well in that very easy division with the Bills and the Jets and the Dolphins. So I think it's a good pair, him and Belichick, and I think they're gonna win that division. I don't think they're gonna win the Super Bowl. I mean, obviously, I think the Ravens are gonna win the Super Bowl, but I do think they're gonna win that division. So I'm excited for football. It's less than a month away at this point.
Yeah,
and I hope they there's no, you know, limitations and COVID stuff and this and that. Like, yeah, I don't know if they're allowing fans. Like, baseball, they're not allowing fans right now. I don't know if football is good. Football is – they're in 75,000-seat stadiums, and you can social distance, you know. Like,
yeah, I got like, you.
You could do, like, you know, 25% capacity and have whatever it would be. Well, you know.
Oh, like, yeah.
Well, let's say it's 17,500 people there. At least there'll be people, and everybody's spread out, and you can make some noise. So, I'm excited, man. I can't wait for football, and you know, until then, I'm going to watch my baseball, and right now the Orioles are doing really well, so I'm very excited for that too.
Yeah, I know with the NBA, they had like virtual fans, so I was like, it's weird, but it is what it is.
Oh yeah, when they have the people on the screen,
yeah,
it is weird, like, because you can't hear them make noise. That, you know, that it's. They tried something different. I'm not a big fan of it, but I hats off them for trying, because you got to try to do something. And like baseball's putting in fake crowd noise, that drives me nuts. Like, there's nobody there, and they got cardboard cutouts. They got cardboard cutouts in the stands here at the Phillies.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
And that's pretty neat, but. I don't know. We're just trying things new. I'm just happy to, like, I don't even think about the fans a little watching baseball. I'm just so happy that there's games on.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So, so what's your take about the WWE being in the PC?
Well, got to do something. You know, they own that building. It's rough, because I wish they would dress it up more. Like, you can still see the weights in the background. You can still see the big performance center in the background sometimes. Like, you know, they have the capability of, you know, the creativity to dress that up a bit more. I wish they would just do that.
And
I think for the NXT In Your House, they brought out the house set and all that. Like, and it looked different. Like, do stuff like that. Like, SummerSlam, I hear they're not going to have a PC. They don't know where. I don't know where they're going to have it. It's not going to be at the PC, though. I do know that. And I'm excited to see where they, you know, whether it's on a beach or in a different venue, just a little bit of different scenery. You know, like, that. It's a little bland there at the Performance Center, in my humble opinion. But they got to do what they got to do, and they're giving us content. True. That's what matters the most.
True that. What's your favorite TV show?
Oh man, right now I'm really stuck on my favorite TV show of all time, Married with Children. It's just the best. So hilarious. I'm gonna watch it as soon as we get off the air here. But I'm really into 2 and a Half Men. That's like my favorite show right now. So I know that show came out like 2003 or something, like 17 years ago, but I never watched it. I never watched it. And because, dude, I was always busy. Like, this is the most TV I ever watched in my life. It's quarantine. And I've always been busy with wrestling and before WWE with, you know, working two jobs and wrestling on the weekends. Like, I was always so busy. So I never got a chance to really sit down and watch 2 and a Half Men. And now I watch it daily because it's so entertaining with Charlie Sheen and with Ashton Kutcher. And it's an amazing show.
Let's see. Favorite movie of all time?
Rocky. I love any version of Rocky 2, my favorite. But you know, like I was kind of the James Ellsworth character was kind of like a you know, it was like Rocky. Rocky was an independent boxer who got a shot at the world title. Like,
so. And you had what, 3 or 4 chances?
Two. Yeah, I wrestled twice for the world title. I wrestled AJ 4 times, beat him 3 out of 4. Oh, yeah. But 2 of them were world title matches, yeah.
Did you ever have, like, the mindset of, like, what if I actually beat him? Like what if I actually
– win the title? Yeah. I mean, you know, I've been watching wrestling my whole life. It never even really crossed my mind, like, oh, they're going to have me beat him for the title. Like, I know too much about wrestling, I feel like. And I was like, it didn't even – like, I'd be at odds with you. I never thought. But, like, afterwards, like, after it was over with and all, like, I did think, like, what if they would have? You know, like, and they, from what I hear and gather from people, they did think about it. And, you know, it still boggles my mind that I ever even had a world title match because, you know, there's going to be people that wrestle with TV for 10 years that never get that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, you know, and so I'm very blessed and grateful that I ever even had 1 or 2 world title matches in my life.
So, I know, like, I could see you as, like, a United States champion or Intercontinental champion, if that. Like, dude, your in-ring skills are awesome. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, and so like on the indies, I get to showcase that a lot more. You know, in WWE, my character didn't really call for a lot of wrestling. But on the indies, you know, if I'm going to get there with a guy that's my size, I tend to show off my wrestling skills a bit more because, you know, we're the same size and it makes sense. Mm-hmm. Like, I try to make everything make a little bit of sense. If I'm in there with a bigger guy, you know, he's going to kick the crap out of me. Or if I'm there with a very good in-ring technician, you know, I'm gonna let them out wrestle me because my character, James Ellsworth, the character, he's just like he's always in over his head, whether he's a face or a heel. He's in over his head is the character, and I love playing it. It's so much fun, and like I just did a show with West Virginia on Friday. It was like a drive-through show, a drive-in where people just drove their cars and they put seats next to their cars, social distancing. If they met us, they wore masks. That, you know, I allow people to take off masks. I'm not really afraid of ghosts, I say, as it goes with COVID. And, I had such a great time performing. Like, I love it. Like, I hate, a lot of things about wrestling get on my nerves, politics or, the traveling I used to be a fan of. I'm not a fan of any that as much because I love being home. I love being home with my kids and my fiance. Like, I love everybody in my house and I love just being here. So when I'm on the road, I'm just like, man, I wish I was home. But when I'm in the ring for, you know, 5 to 15 minutes, however long I'm in there, like, I'm fine. I'm like that. That's my second home, like, is in the ring. Like, I love performing. So when I'm there for the 5 to 15 minutes, that's okay with me. Like, but you know, the 10 to 12 hours I'm on the road or in the air for 2 or 3 days, that's getting a little harder as I get older, and I appreciate my, you know, personal life more now than I ever have. So,
well, thank you so much for being on the 100% Real podcast. ladies and gentlemen, like I said, the man, the myth, the legend, the guy that beat AJ Styles not once, not twice, but three times, James Ellsworth. And like he says, any man with two hands has a fighting chance.
That's right, man. Chase your dreams, follow your dreams, achieve your dreams. And any man with two hands does have a fighting chance to do that and make it happen.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. And I'll chat with you later.
Yeah, man. Nice talking to you. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Take care, brother. Stay safe.
Yes, sir.